Log Talk Radio.
Lord, this is Evangelist Connie Hayes, Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. It is Sunday, January the 29th, 2017. It's about 8 o'clock Central Time, and I'm coming to you to just say, to share with you what God has put on my heart to share with you today. I thank God for giving me another opportunity to go forward. I thank God that He is God all by Himself. And God don't need nobody. But I'm so glad that He allowed me to be a servant for Him. I thank Him that He allowed me and gives me a platform to come out and share with what He puts in my heart to share with you. I'm going to go into prayer, and then I'm going to go into the lesson. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, as humbly as I know how. Father God, thanking that you are the Almighty God. Thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi. You are the God of all things. You are the God that's bigger than anything and anybody. You are the God that put everything in order. You are God. You are the God of God, kings of kings, and I just want to thank you. I thank you, Father God, for allowing your anointing to rest on me today as I carry this word. I thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. I thank you, God, that I am grateful, Father God. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. I thank you, God, that you have chose me at this appointed time. I thank you, God, that whatever you're doing in this season, that you won't do it without me. I thank you, God, for my family. I thank you for the body of Christ. I thank you for everybody. I thank you for wherever this word would be heard and who would hear. I thank you, Father, that you would open their ears and their heart, that they would receive it from you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God. I praise you because you are worthy to be praised. I thank you, Father God, that you orchestrate all that you do, Father God, that it's to your will, not my will, but let thy will be done. Thank you, Father God, for everything. Thank you for loving me, God. Now, Lord, I ask that you will let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, I ask, Father God, that as I come ever before you, Father God, move me out the way, Father God, that you may be glorified from what I do. Thank you, Father God, for right now, in Jesus' name I pray. I plead the blood of Jesus all over me, all over the lesson, all over this studio. I plead the blood of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you for tuning in. As I said, this is Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. Thank you. God bless you. Today I will be coming out of Matthew's 25:1-2. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like unto the 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forward to meet the bridegroom. 2. And 5 of them was wise, and 5 of them was foolish. You know that's the way it is. Some of us are obedient, and some of us are not. Some of us don't believe that he's coming back. Some of us don't believe that we have to have our house in order. But I'm here to tell you, we must get ourselves in order. We must line up with what the Word of God is telling us. And the subject today is your lamp ready. Is your lamp ready? Have you trimmed your lamp? Are you ready? Are you praying and watching? Are you seeking God with your whole heart? Are you doing what God has assigned you to do? Are you doing what you want to do? Or are you doing what the world has dictated to you to do? Or are you doing what God has assigned you to do. What are you doing? Are you walking in obedience to what Jesus Christ has said? We must understand that we have to be obedient. We have to learn that once we learn how to be obedient, a lot of things that we do, we won't do. A lot of things that we say, we won't say. When we're about our Father's business, we wouldn't be in a lot of things that we're in. We wouldn't always be falling behind things that's not of Christ. Whatever you're doing that is not lining up with the Word of God, that's for me, you, and anybody. This Word is for all of us. It's like a two-edged sword. It's cut. If it don't get you one way, it'll get you the other way. But the Word of God is not coming back void. We have to line up with what the Word of God is saying. And it says here in verse number 3, it says that they were foolish, took their lamps, and took no oil with them. That was the foolish. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And that's what we do. We're slumbering and we're sleeping. We're partying. We're doing all kind of things that we should not be doing, that the Word of God is against. You know what your sin is. I don't have to call it out because you already know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing. You know what we need to stop doing. You know that we should be praying and watching to see what God, when he's coming back, because we always have to be praying and also have a watchful eye. We got to come out of the things that we're doing that's not lining up with what the Word of God is telling us to do. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom come, yet out of to meet him. Then all the virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wife, give us oil, for our lamps are going out. Verse 9, but the wise answered and said, not so, let not be enough for us and you. But you rather go to them that sell it and buy yourself some. So, you know, you got to have what you got to have. You got to be equipped. Whatever you need, you got to have it. We have to start preparing. Just like if you know that you were going to church this morning, you should have started preparing to be ready to go to church this morning. You should not be up running around trying to get things in order. You should have prepared yourself for church already. They just came to me, and I just threw it in there. And 10, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and that were ready, and them that was ready went in with him to the marriage at the door, and the door was shut. I know Satan, you a liar. I'm going through this morning. You can trip my words up, but I'm still going to keep on going. If I have to continue to repeat it, I will. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And then after verse 11, and afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. We don't want to be out here doing everything that we can do and saying that it's up under the banner of God, but it is not up under the banner of God. And we go before him, and he tell us to depart from him. He know us not because we did everything in iniquity. We did not do it to the glory of him. We have to be careful on the things that we're doing out here. That's why we have to get ready. We got to get ready. We got to have our minds ready. We got to have our hearts ready. We have to have our minds in the same place our bodies are. We have to prepare, and we have to, as we prepare, we need to patiently wait and we need to pray because nobody knows when he's going to return. But we better get it in order because you know what? It is getting late in the evening. And one day he's going to part those clouds. And we need to be found doing what we're supposed to be doing. We need to be found not into all this other stuff that we're all this rapid that we're in that you're thinking that I don't know about or the other people don't know about it. The world can't see it, but God can. Don't let them catch you with your work undone. The lesson Jesus said we was to watch because the day and the hour is coming is unknown. Believers should live as if the Lord might come at any moment. That's the way we need to be living. We need to be praying. We need to be about our assignments. We need to be telling this world about Jesus Christ. We need to be helping where we can help. We need to be serving. We need to be about our Father's work. Is your lamp trimmed? Is it full with oil? Is it ready? Are you ready? Did God give you an assignment? Are you doing the assignment that God gave you? Or are you doing the assignment that man has appointed to you? What are you doing? Whose assignment are you working on? Are you working on the assignment that was ordained before the foundation? Are you doing what God told you to do? Don't get left behind doing what man has appointed you and you're not doing what God has told you to do. Don't let it be said that it's too late for anyone else to get into the kingdom. Don't let it be too late. Don't get left behind. Don't do like the foolish version. Be the wise one. If you're in something and you know it's not of God, repent, turn, and come out of it. 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 You got to come out of it. You can't just repent, and then you know as soon as you get up off your knees, you're going right back into it. That's not it. You got to repent, turn, and come out of it. We have to learn how to start denying ourselves, and we have to start doing what we need to do for the kingdom of God, because God has given us an assignment. And if he's given us an assignment, we have to walk in obedience to him, and we have to do what we are told. We need not be caught with our work undone. And as we continue to walk down the journey, we have to rejoice and be glad about where we are, knowing that we're not where we was, knowing that we're constantly moving forward in Christ, knowing that God is God, knowing that we have to be wise. We have to be of the wise and not the foolish. The foolish think that God is not coming back because they're saying, oh, that's all y'all been saying. Y'all, they've been saying that since I was a little kid. He's coming back. Well, you know what? Me, I'm glad he didn't come back because my work surely would have been undone. I'm glad that he's given me a chance to get my life in order. I'm glad that he's given me a chance to line up with what he has for me to do in the kingdom of God. I am glad that he loves me just that much. I am glad that Jesus paid it all for me, but I am glad that he had left us the instructions of the things that we should do and how he wants us to do it, that we don't have to wonder about what we should be doing and if we should be doing it. We need to be wise. We need to pray as well as watch. We need to keep our eyes on the prize. We need to think that every hour, every moment, that he can come back, because it tells us in the word that nobody knows the hour, nobody knows when he's coming back but the Father. And when Jesus cut that cloud, I want to be ready. It told us when he cuts that sky that you don't have to do anything. It says all eyes will see it together. Are you preparing for him to return? Is your lamp ready? Is it trimmed and ready for the return of Jesus Christ? That's what we have to ask ourselves. When the bridegroom comes, are you ready for him to come? Are you doing everything that you're big enough to do and think that you're getting away with it? But what you have to know is what we don't see, God sees everything. God sees it all in negative. It's naked to him. Keep your eyes on the prize. And make sure you know that God is in full control. And he is in full control. It doesn't matter. And like yesterday, I was in the store, and the lady was so upset about what Trump was doing. And I told her that God was still in control, that God allowed this to happen. And for whatever reason he allowed it to happen, it is part of his will for right now. So what we need to do, if you didn't vote, shut down, get on your knees, and start praying to God. And you need to pray to God, to ask God, to give you the understanding and let you be wait patiently on him and what he's doing in this season, and ask him to not to do it without you in this season instead of kicking against the will of God, because if God would not permitted it, he would not be president. But let, trust me that the king's heart is in God's hand, and he can only go as far as God permits him to go. So you have to keep your eye on the prize. That's why I said we should always watch and we should always pray. We have to know who is in control. It doesn't matter what man is doing. It doesn't matter what man is saying. God is in control of every living thing and every living body. So just get your lamp and get it oiled and trimmed, and you'll be ready when he returns. Get ready for the bridegroom. Get ready, because you know that if we are asleep and we're slumming, you know when you wake up, you ain't got time to be waking up trying to go and get no oil and get your lamp all trimmed. You need to be ready. You need to have it ready. You need to get it ready and be prepared. For if he calls on you, he can get an answer when he calls your name, because you do know that our names will be called. And we may not be here when he cut the sky, but he may call us in the midnight hours. Are you ready for your name to be called? Get your life in order. Line up with what the word of God is telling you to do. Get in the word and ask God for the understanding of the word. And rejoice and be extremely glad as you patiently wait for him. We have to keep our mind stayed on him. And as we keep our mind stayed on him, we will begin to get the peace that he promised that he would give us. We will begin to understand that he will never leave us nor forsake us. We will understand that we're doing what's right for Christ. And if we're doing what's right for Christ, we don't have to be nervous about the return. It says in Revelation 19:7, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is coming, and his wife has made herself ready. We need to get ready. We need to be ready praying. We need to be ready. We need to be walking in obedience. We need to do what the word of God is saying. We need to know that he is God all by himself, and he does not need anybody to help him. And Revelations 21:2, and John saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Hallelujah. Whew, that's something to get excited about right there. Oh, my God. We have to understand, and you don't have to understand, you know what, and understanding that, you don't have to worry about what people are saying, because God knows all of us. He knows who really serving and worshiping him. He knows who's there sin. He knows who's doing whatever they want to do and then dressing up on Sundays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays to come before his people. He knows. And it tells us in Matthew 13:47, it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered every kind. He already knows. He knows your past. He knows your past. He knows your future. And he knows right now. So don't be afraid. Quit letting people take your past and beat up on you. Your past is your past. Walk in your present so you can get to your future. Let go of what happened in the past. You're not in it anymore. You're not doing it anymore. Let it go. Let it go and watch God make a difference in your life. And 1 Thessalonians 5:6, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Stop getting drunk and just being drunk. And you can't even hear. If God called you, you wouldn't even hear him call you no way, because of all the things that you're doing. Stop being drunk in sin. Clear your mind so you can hear when he calls you. You can hear when he answers your prayers. You can hear when the return comes. Be sober and watch and pray as well. In Matthew 24:31, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. God's elect, God is going to take care of us. We do not have to worry about what's going on in this world. He said that he would supply all our needs according to his riches and glory, and know that God will take care of you. Get your lamp trimmed. Get your lamp oil. Get ready and be steadfast, unmovable in Christ. Keep your mind stayed on Christ. And know that he is in full control. And God will reveal unto the elect. We will know. We are not going to be fooled, because it said that if it was possible, they could fool the elect. The elect cannot be fooled. I don't care who's saying they can't. You can't, because God will reveal even that unto you. And even though you're not saying anything, you still see it. You're not fooled, because God won't let us be. Keep that in mind. Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. So everybody that's up preaching, pretending, and calling on the Lord, and doing everything that they should not be doing, and working and doing abomination to Christ, don't worry about it. God will get things in order. He is going to set the house in order. He said, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and he will do the separation. You just do what's right. You keep your lamp trimmed. You keep your oil. And you do it and pray and watch and do what you need to be doing and be obedient to what Christ is telling you to do. And he'll make a difference in your life. And it doesn't matter. Times do seem like it gets harder when you're trying to do what you're supposed to do. That's because Satan has already peeped at where God is taking you when you come through this last task that you're going through now. You're going through, and when you come through here, God elevates you, moves you to another level, and when he moves you to another level, it's greater, bigger demons up there, but God has got them too. The battle is not ours, it's the Lord. We just got to be obedient to what God is telling us to do. We got to keep our mind stayed on him and watch him work. And Luke 13:25, when once the master of the house raises up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. The question is, who are you? Depart from me, I know you not, because you work in iniquity. You prophesy in iniquity. You tell lies in iniquity. You deceive my people. You are not of me. Depart from me. Don't have him to tell you to depart from, that he don't know all this that you're doing. You shouted, but you wasn't shouting for God Christ. You were shouting off of what you had been the night before. Or you shouting trying to get an attention. Or you talking because you want somebody's attention. Whatever we do, we need to do it to the glory of God and not unto man. Let it go, y'all. And line up. Get your lamp trimmed and get your oil. Psalms 5:5, the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thy hate is all works of iniquity. So whatever your sin is, whatever your iniquities and your transgressions are, if you're doing it, he hates it. He's not happy with you. He's not pleased with you. We got to stop taking this as a joke. God is serious. He's serious about what he's left for us to do. So keep our minds on what God is saying. Let go of the world and walk up right before God. You can't serve God and the world too. You got to choose ye this day who you going to serve. You got to let it go. You ain't popular when you serving God. Nobody wants to go the way where the road is very narrow, and every now and then you're going to see somebody. So nobody want to go down that road. Everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be called some. But what are you living? Is your lamp ready? Are you trimmed? Are you oiled? Are you watching and praying for Christ? What are you doing? John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. God don't hear you. If you and all that mess bogged down, he don't hear you. But if any man be a worshiper of God and does his will, he hears us. So you wonder why what's going on? What are you doing? Do you have a place set aside for you in Christ? Do you spend time with it? Or do you only do it when you have a host of people watching you? What are you doing? Do you serve Christ? Or are you serving the world? Ask yourself the question and see what your answer is. Mark 13:35. Watch ye therefore. Know not when the master of the house come, even or at midnight or at the crowing of the clock, or in the morning. We don't know what hour he's coming. So we need to get ready. We need to be ready. We need to get ready and start praying and watching. We need to clean up our acts. We need to come out of what we're doing. We need to repent, turn, and come out of it. 13:36, let's come setting that he's saying you sleeping. He will come setting and he'll say you sleeping. Are you sleeping with the woman's husband? Are you sleeping man to man? Are you sleeping woman to woman? Are you doing drugs? Are you hoeing? Are you lying? Are you cheating? Are you being deceitful? What are you doing? Can you be trusted? What are you doing? Mark 13:37, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. We better be watching. We better have a watchful eye, and we better have our lamps ready. We better be ready and trimmed and ready and waiting for God. We better be focusing on Christ. We better be standing on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. We better get it together, you all. It is getting late in the evening, and we have to be ready when he comes. When that trumpet sounds, I want to be ready. When he calls me in the middle of the night, I want to be ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for when Christ Jesus returns? You can't prepare, start preparing the day you think he might come back, because nobody knows the day or the hour. You need to be preparing now. So whatever you're in, come up out of it. Come up out of it. Ask for forgiveness. Ask God to put you on straight street. Trust me, it's going to be better for you to live eternity with Christ. And that's the best thing that could ever happen to me. And if you write my life, my uncle used to say this all the time, the late Dr. Charles G. Hayes, if they write my story, let them tell that Christ Jesus was the best thing that ever happened to me. Let it be written that I know God is God. Let it be written that I know he sits high and he looks low. Let it be written that I know Jesus Christ is going to cut that sky. I know he's coming back. But what hour, I don't know. But I know he's coming back. But I know we got to get ready. Is your lamp ready? Is it trimmed? Heavy? Or do you have to run out to get your oil and you run to the store and it's closed? Or you ask your neighbor for some and they don't have no extra? Are you ready? Are you preparing now? Or are you foolish? Or are you wise? Which are you? It's up to you to choose which one you are. You have control over it. Ask yourself, which one are you? That's a question that is at hand today. Ask yourself, which one are you? Are you ready? Are you ready? If he came back right now, are you ready? Or are you in your mess? Are you ready? Is your lamp ready? Is it trimmed? Do you have the oil? In my closing today, Matthew 24:36, but of that day and hour, no man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only knows the hour that Christ is going to return. Matthew 24:42, watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. We got to understand that when the bridegroom comes, don't let him catch you with your work undone. Don't let him come and call for you to enter, and you got to try to run to the Walmart or the Menards and get your oil, and then get your lamp trimmed too, because you've been sleeping and you've been slumming. Don't get caught with your work undone. Keep your mind stayed on Christ, and Christ is the answer, and Christ will bring you out okay. And as you begin to walk down this road this week, start getting yourself in order. If you're not ready, why not? Get your life in order for Christ. Choose ye this day who you are going to serve. Ask God to help you. Help you to line up with what he wants you to do. Get your assignment and start working on it. Because do you know when we go back to him, we're going to be accountable for the stewardship that we have here. We're going to have to answer for the things we do in these bodies, whether it's good or bad. Line up with what you need to be lining up with. Let go of the world. Let go of that sin that keeps you barred down. And God will give you a way to escape. It tells us in the Word. And if you call on him, he will give you an answer. That's the kind of God we serve. We have to just trust him and hold on to his unchanging hand and understand that God is God. And as we hold on, make sure that we have our lamps trimmed with the oil, ready to go if you fall asleep. You're doing what you should have been doing. You already got your lamp ready. When he calls you, you can just get up and go and be one part of the thigh wise and not the foolish. Don't get caught with your work undone. Don't be doing things pleasing unto man, but please God. If you made a vow to God, you got to pay it. Oh, my God. And if you have a covenant with God, God watches over our covenant. And if you fail short, don't worry about it because he's a forgiving God. If you turn, repent from your transgressions, repent from your iniquities, and go to Christ, he will forgive you. He will dust you off and start you again. He will reestablish you. That's the kind of God he is. We just want to continue in the things that we're doing and knowing that it's not right. And we continue to do it. God forbid. Ask God to help us along our way. And hey, call on him, and you will get an answer. And learn how to set time aside for him. Believe me, anytime you talk to him, just talk to him. He hears us. And he is a God that answers prayers of the righteous. He will see about you. Just when you need him the most. I thank you, and I pray that something was said to help you along your way. I pray that when you hear this message, even with the stumbling and the fumbling a little bit, I pray that the Holy Ghost will cover it, that it will bless your spirit, that this will bless you if you don't have your lamp, if you don't have your oil, that you would get your oil and then get it trimmed, that you would be ever so ready, that when Jesus Christ returns, that you are ready, that you know that you are ready for him. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how today, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to carry this word today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you sit high and you look low. Thank you that you are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father God, that you and only you know the hour which your Son, Jesus Christ, will return. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us. Thank you, Father God, for those that are struggling, God, and trying to do what's right. Help them, God. Give them an extra hand, Father God. Cover them and keep them in the hollow of your hand, Father God. And, Father God, I put Trump, Donald Trump, ever before you this morning. You already know the situation, Father God. And I just pray, God, that your people, which are called by your name, Father, that we will humble ourselves and that we will turn from our wicked ways. And then we will hear from you and you will heal our land. I'm just thanking you and I'm praising you because I know that you are God that's on time, God. And I know that your will shall be done. I know that your word will not come back for it. I thank you, Father God, for everything. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Father God, that you allowed me to teach this lesson, that you may be glorified, Father God. Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray unto you right now. And for every bowed down head, Father God, I ask that you will lift them up to you, Father God, and bless their soul, Father God. Thank you for every household, Father God, every child, Father God, every ministry, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that's called by your name. Bless them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As always, if you're out of fellowship with Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10 and 9, confess your sins, repent, turn, and ask God to put you where you need to be in this season. As I always ask him, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Ask him to not do it without you. Get back in your rightful place, wherever it may be. It's not in your past. Get in your future and get in the presence and learn how to get in the presence of the Lord and watch God make a difference in your life. God is life. God will turn things around. And when you're praying, you just got to believe that he's doing it. And as my prayer partner was sharing with me, she has said, you know what? Just remember, we just got to ask God, to ask the Lord Jesus to teach us how to wait on the will that he has for us. Let us study ourselves and keep on going forward and walking in obedience. And trust me, everything will come out okay. To God be the glory. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And it is always, if you need to speak with me, you can call me at 708-715-4545. Or you can email me at walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. Or you can like me on Facebook. You can connect with me on Facebook. You connect with me, I will respond back to you. Thank you. To God be the glory. God bless you. And let us love on purpose. And let us be prepared with our lamps. Let's get our lamps ready. Let's get them ready. Get them ready, get them ready, get them ready, and ask God, what would he have you to do? To God be the glory. God bless you.